During the week, I work as a waiter in the Zagreb Samovar, our beautiful restaurant on East 21st Street. The word waiter fits perfectly well, since most of my time is spent waiting for the next job, which can be quite boring. The Balkan animal, which is my soul, is always hungry for prey. I get restless if 3 months go by without firing a gun. My slowest year was 2002. Only 2 hits and 1 miss. I still regret that one. In this business, missing the target can be deadly. You don't want some wounded psycho out there shopping around for your goodbye bullet. People tend to get a bit upset if they notice you're trying to kill them. But let me assure you, my miss of 2002 became my first hit of 2003. Nowadays, I never waste a bullet. You see, I'm what they call a triple six-packer. I've been told this is a Manhattan record. Some Italian guy named Perosi became a double six-packer back in the 80s when John Gotti was king of Queens, but no one has ever gone triple until Toxic came along. Actually, I think the Italians are not the same as they once were. When they're shooting more movies about you than you are shooting people, it means you're past the bill. In 20 years' time, we will have our own show, like The Sopranos, The Schlichkos. But then I will have become like Shaking Trigger, high on Viagra with a woman's hairdo. I tell Munita that being a six-packer is really all about the environment. I'm an environmentalist. I don't want to add an unnecessary gunshot to the already noisy city. I told her this on our third date after she had asked me for the third time what I did for a living. It took me 4 weeks of phone calls and one quick break-in to get her on the fourth. Sorry, I forget. Doing a six-pack means that 6 consecutive bullets produce a funeral. 6 bullets, 6 funerals, weeping widows, flowers and all. With a record like mine, Deacon should have promoted me long ago. But the sucker is stubborn like an ass without a hole. Fucking finger licker. That's the nickname we gave him, because he sucks his short fat fingers at the end of every meal. But all he ever says is, Toxic is good waiter, he never misses an order. I will be pleased to follow Bilich's order when it comes and put an end to finger liquor. We try to keep up our LPP, or lowest possible profile, as we do our business. This means I usually try to settle the case in the privacy of the person's hotel room, his car, or his home, preferably without any witnesses. If this doesn't work out, we often invite the victim to our restaurant. The last supper joke is customary. After dinner, I bring him the bill for the whole table, a sum that is so high that they always prefer paying with their life. We have a special room in the back that we take them to. The Red Room, we call it, even though it's green. As you might have guessed, there are no regular customers at Zagreb Samovar. By the way, the name of the place is totally stupid, since a samovar is a Russian tea machine and has nothing to do with Hrvatska culture. But Deacon thinks it's really clever. Acting stupid is best disguise, he likes to say. Though I'm still waiting for that fucking promotion, I can't really complain. The money is good, and food, of course, is excellent. I have my great apartment on Worcester in Spring, a location Munita is willing to fuck for. And I love noisy York, though I miss my fucking fatherland every fucking day. But earlier this year, I struck cable gold and found I could watch HRT and Hajduk Split on my flat screen at home. My mother calls once a year to ask when I'm going back to studies. This is Croatian slang for the money's up. As soon as I hang up, I send her $2,000 through the internet. Good for another year. She lives alone with my fat little sister. Both my brother and father got killed in the war. I come from a family of hunters. My grandfather was Tito's personal gamekeeper. Tito was the head of my ex-fatherland, Yugoslavia. He passed away shortly after he did, like a sad old widow. Tito loved bears, especially dead ones. They never had the chance to shoot one, but when I was a boy, my father often took me boar hunting. A wild boar is just like a woman,